Thank you so much. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to the CWG on Country and Territory Names as TLD's meeting on the 23rd of May, 2017. On the call today, we have Annbeth Lang, Emily Barabas, Griffin Barnett, Gregory Bagman, Heather Forrest, Marika Connie, Maxine Alzoba, Marjana Tasik, Nick Wendon-Smith, Patrick Jones, Rosalia Morales, Steve Chan. We have apologies from Susan Payne, Yap Ackerhouse, Colin O'Brien. And from staff, we have Yoka Braken, Steve Chan, Emily Barabas, and myself, Julie Bisling. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I would turn it over to our chair. Please begin.
Annabeth, as Master Settings, please go ahead.
Okay, I can start. This is Annabeth for the record. And since we haven't decided who to run this this call from the chair's point of view, I think that it would be a good idea that you start about for what you have done in the start, and then we can go on from there. We just have to summarize what have come in from the on the comments on the interim report, and then we can have a discussion afterwards, if that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Annabeth. Julie, could you change the document, please, that you put on the final draft? And then I'm going to, as soon as this is done, it's scrollable, and if you could go, and it's a very large document by now, if you could scroll almost to the last page, page 86, or... No, 98, sorry. Getting late in the evening. And the reason for doing this is 98 starts with the analysis of the comments. First of all, say based on the public comment, we received 15 comments different from all across the community, so that's a good thing. Say ranging from people with a GTLD GNSO background through the CCNSO, ALAC, and GAC. So quite a mix. So in that sense, it's truly a cross-community effort. So that's one. Secondly, if you look, and this is what we've done as staff, we summarize all the comments received, and we categorize them probably in three buckets. Say the first bucket was on the recommendations themselves, say the recommendations of the CCWG, and that was clearly the question to the public when the working group launched its public comment procedure. So that's on the four recommendations, and in particular on the recommendations 3A, B, and C. So that's one. A second set of comments in which we categorized, or a second bucket we identified, was on the text of the interim report itself. And finally, the third bucket was on the proposals, conclusions, and rationales with respect to the use of two letter codes, three letter codes, and the full names of country and territories as TLDs. Now, I want to focus first on the recommendations and comments we received. And one of the things we did, we drafted a table to more or less capture the different comments received. And as you can see, say, a lot of people did not even comment on the recommendations themselves. But, say, from those who commented on the recommendations. The majority was clearly in favor of closure of the CWG after the public comment, and so in support of that recommendation. Also, in support of a consolidated effort, a community effort, after closure. So the work in this area should continue, and also in support of an all-inclusive dialogue. So that's recommendation four. Now, if you look at recommendations A, B, and C, the support is just as diverse as within the working group itself. So Based on this analysis, staff suggest that, say, we leave as it is, and that, say, the chartering organizations and the border group should have this, have a further discussion how they want to structure future work in this area. Because I think it's very clear from the comments received that future work is needed and welcomed by the community. So that's with respect to the comments received on the recommendations, and you will see this in the, this proposal from staff is reflected in the language around the recommendations themselves. So that's with respect to this bit. Any questions on this part? If none, then I'll go into the second bit. So as I said, we as staff identified two other buckets. Say one was on the text itself, and the third bucket was on the proposals or conclusions, observations in the text around the use of two-letter, three-letter, and full names of country and territories. And with respect to the text itself, we again looked at it, from the comments received, there is no suggestion to change any text itself. Some were a bit unclear, but after again going over the comments, we as staff concluded the suggestions were more about the use of two and three letter codes than on the text in the document itself. So in principle, that bucket is empty. The only thing is, and for your information, although Jaap is not attending the call, I received an email this morning where he suggests to clarify parts of the, the framed text in section one. So in the next version of the document, I'll include that suggested change. It's minor, it doesn't affect the meaning of it, but it hopefully clarifies the bit on the use and of ISO 3166. So that's not just for this working group, but for other working groups as well might be relevant. So that's with respect to the text. If you look at the recommendations again, is what you will see. Again, there is a very diverse set of alternative or even proposals how to deal with the two-letter codes. And what we suggest as staff is, and that's what you will see in this document, if I scroll up a bit, or if you scroll up, I think you can scroll it yourself. In the report itself, we included all the summarized comments as Annex E. And our suggestion is that, because this working group is most likely to close at or right after the Johannesburg meeting, if you follow the reasoning, that the next group who will deal with it is informed by all the comments received on the substantive work and have a fulsome discussion. So they have the overview of the working group itself, but also the additional comments from people who took the effort to go through it and come up with their comments. And the reason for doing this is, again, the substance on, for example, the two letter codes is very diverse. On the one hand side, you see comments from, for example, the business constituency, and on the other hand, you see comments from, for example, some of the GEC representative or CCTLD representative with respect to the use of two letter codes. So going over that debate again is probably will take quite some time, and the issues will not be resolved by this working group at this stage. So the suggestion is include it in the final report, refer to Annex E, and inform the broader community of the diverse comments and feedback received from the community. And that's again reflected in the final or in the draft of the final report. Any questions on this bit? Or comments or it's clear so far what I see, nobody else. So let me now go through the update of the final report, what we as staff have prepared. And again, bear with me, we need to go to the, probably the best part is the introductory language. What you see, and unfortunately, say, you have received the red line version of the interim report. There are hardly any changes in the text itself. What we've done is say the summary we just shared with you is reflected in the language of the of the executive summary. And in the conclusions themselves, and in the text itself, there is a reference to Annex E and to the substantive comments on the use of two and three letter codes. So that's what we've done to date, and we suggest that you look at the changes at your leisure. If you have any questions, please respond online, and that we take it from there. Any questions regarding the proposed changes? I see Heather is typing. Okay, and as Heather said, she'll review and follow up on the list. If the other people on the call and in the working group can do it as well, and say what we could do as staff is invite everybody to do this. So at the next call and now the next steps, I'm into agenda item 4 and 5, is at the next call we could have a first real reading of the changes of the text and the proposed way forward at the by the working group itself, and if there are not two, if people agree, then I think we need closure of the working group itself. So the next call is, if I'm correct, scheduled in 2 weeks, and at a other hour, that's why we're on Tuesday, and a third is scheduled for 4 weeks in case necessary. Annabeth, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Bart. This is Annabeth from For the Record. I just wanted to add a few comments. What we have agreed on generally now is that it is a general support for closure of the working group and also the consolidation of community efforts, and that we should continue the work in an all-inclusive dialogue. So if I have understood this in the right way, we do not really agree on how to go forward, on which way it should be discussed in the future. I suppose that before when we come to Johannesburg, we have to find a way to deal with this. But just a suggestion, since I have followed the work track 2 and 3 in the GNSO subsequent rounds, working groups, and I think it's a suggestion there that's quite wise, that they have talked about a separate work track 5 for geographical names. Because what I have experienced in the time I followed these GNSO working groups, the representatives from the GNSO community have always said that participants from all parts of the community, including GAC and the CCTLDs, are welcome to join any PDP working group, and that their opinions should go into this geographic stuff that we are interested in, and especially the country and territory names. But the problem is with these other work tracks and also the plenary forum for these work tracks, is that it's so many other issues discussed there, and teleconferences almost 3 times a week, and it's very difficult to follow everything. So the suggestion has been to make a smaller or more pointed working group for discussing the geographical names. And this might be a better way for us as CCs and Gs and at large, and also the GAC, those that are interested in these specific questions, to set aside some time to discuss these things. So I would really like to have some comment back on what do you think about this idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Annabeth. I'm just looking at, say, this final report. Maybe, and I leave this up to the co-chairs whether or not to include it, and to the working group, of course, is that we propose a little bit more pointed language around recommendation 3, in the sense of that based on the discussions of the working group itself, and based on the feedback received, the format of how the next steps or the working group is not able to come up with a recommendation on the format of next steps, and that's more for community discussion at the Johannesburg meeting, because I think, Annabeth, this suggestion you just made and what was suggested by the PDP subsequent rounds, say the working group is not in a position, based on the feedback received and its own discussions, to either go or to support or not support that. It's more up to the chartering organization and the respective communities whether they think it's a wise idea. So it's beyond the scope of this working group. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes, of course, I understand that. But since we have all these alternatives on the way to go forward, this way forward was never discussed. What we have discussed is just, should it be a new cross-community working group? Should it be in CCNSO? Should it be in the GNSO? And I think a lot of people from other communities than the GNSO felt that even if they are invited into the GNSO, it's too much going on there. So they feel a little let out. It's difficult to concentrate on what they are interested in. So perhaps at least we should discuss it in the meetings we have up to the Johannesburg meeting. And since, as Heather also writes, that the subsequent procedures PDP will hold the working session on geographic names in Johannesburg, and it will be the public forum discussing geographic names, this might be an idea that we should think about, all of us. Not, I don't mean that we should get it into the report, but this is an idea that we could let sink in and consider if this could be a good way forward instead of just putting it into one of the other working tracks that is too wide for us to attend properly. That was my point. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's what I tried to formulate it as carefully as possible. That it's not up to at this stage, and given the feedback, it's not up the working group itself, but individual members should have and could have the discussion how to move forward, because it's very clear that, based on the report itself and based on where the working group is heading, that a next effort is needed. But the format needs to be decided, and that's beyond the scope of the and there is no recommendation or uniform recommendation from the working group, and that's so it's back to the to the chartering organizations and other interested stakeholders, how they want to organize their next effort. I see Gregory's hand is up as well. Gregory, go ahead.
Thank you, Bart. Gregory again. Let me ask the question, Bart. When these groups are organized, when this group was organized, there was a clear mandate for this group. Could you please define what responsibilities we have? Only to prepare a paper and put on the table, or we can give some recommendations, which is the voice of our group.
The mandate of the group, if you go back, it had three major goals. One was check whether the policies identified were still relevant, and that's a no-brainer, that's the case. Then check whether a harmonized framework for the use of country and territory names is feasible. And based on the direction of travel, it is very clear that, and the discussions within the group, such a framework is, for various reasons, not feasible, at least under the current situation. That's why you see the recommendations on closure, but at the same time say maybe other mandated group, broader mandate, otherwise linked to other efforts, etc., may have a chance, and that's why you see the recommendation. So the working group could do some recommendations in the sense of how to continue. Does that answer your question, Riri?
Now, what will be the result of this joint work? It will be some kind of recommendation. Yes, we have prepared these recommendations, and we suggest to follow these recommendations. Or it will be just a study group.
If you look at, the report itself, I think there is a lot of work with respect to the 2 and 3 letter codes. has been unearthed, including the survey as a methodology, where the views are, and and a lot of clarity around what is meant by two letter codes, etc., because there was a lot of myth around the ISO 3166, for example, and all that is included. That's why it's such an extensive document. So in that sense, the working group definitely did produce material, and also some recommendations around or conclusions around the two letter codes, which at this stage, some within the community go back to, but that's where it's at.
Hey, thank you. But I think we can do more concrete recommendations, maybe more stronger, our opinion. Thank you.
Okay. Annabeth, Heather, Carlos, any comments on this one?
It's Annabeth here. Yes, I think that this is the way we have to go forward. So if everybody goes into the interim report until the next meeting, that would be good. And if we have something to say, do it on the list. And as you say, Bart, that and also Heather, that it's, of course, it's not our mandate to tell the subsequent round how they should discuss geographical names. But I agree that this report we have done, it gives a good background for the next round, whoever going to discuss it and in whatever form, to not start on scratch again. We have given them something, even if we can't give any clear recommendations. So I just recommend that everyone reads the report again and the recommendations and also the input and make up their mind to how to go forward. Thank you for your effort.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? If not, then the next call is, I believe, in 2 weeks. You'll be invited, excuse me, and we'll send, on behalf of staff, we'll send out a note to please check the changes and the recommendations. Ah, there it is, in 2 weeks, on June the 6th at 5 a.m. UTC. Again, 60 minutes. Thank you very much. And
thank you so much, Bart, for doing this and summarize it. And bye, everybody.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Bart, wait a minute. Bart, could you please send the recommendation, the report?
Yes, of course, but it was sent yesterday as well. But I'll send it as well. I'll send it out again.
Good.
Bye all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Today's meeting is adjourned. Verizon operator Sean, would you please stop the recordings and disconnect all lines? And to everyone, thank you and have a fantastic day.